The Jan Hus Presbyterian Church and Neighbourhood House is to be found at 351 East 74th Street in Manhattan. It takes its name from the great Czech religious reformer Jan Hus, who was burned at the stake in 1415 and influenced the later Protestant movement. When the church was founded in the 1870s, it was one of the hubs of a large Czech community on the Upper East Side, that in those days totaled 30 or 40,000 people. Interestingly, it was actually established by a Hungarian minister named Gustav Albert Alexi. Pastor Alexi had been due to serve in South America, but apparently felt the Czechs of New York needed him more urgently. Today, the Jan Hus Church no longer serves the Czech community, who've almost all moved out of the area. But it still has a small number of Czech parishioners and bears a number of signs of its Czech past. When I visited the church, I was shown around by its present-day pastor, Reverend Moira Ahern.
The church was initially organized in 1877 by a group of Czech immigrants. Actually, Gustav Alexi was a Hungarian missionary who felt a calling to work among the Czech community, and he did so, and the church grew from there.
Would you have any idea how big the congregation was, or even how big the parish was?
Oh, my. I think I know that at one point the Sunday school had an enrollment of 1,500 children, so I'd hazard a guess that it was several thousand at one point in this community.
As well as the church itself, do you know if there would have been other kind of social groups connected to the church?
Absolutely. The church, when it built its neighborhood house in 1915, was built to celebrate Czech culture, the folk music, the dance, the marionette theater, all these things, especially the music, was really celebrated. And there were organizations that were founded to help work with immigrants as they came into the country.
Would there have been some kind of welfare provisions made by the community for new members?
Yes, in our neighborhood house there was a small residence, so I'm not sure exactly how it worked out, but there were rooms for new residents to this country. And
at that time, this area here on the Upper East Side was known as Yorkville.
It still is.
And that was the center of the Czech world in New York.
Yes, Czech. There's also German and Hungarian communities in this neighborhood.
Is there much visible evidence of the Czech past of the church here? I know, for example, I saw outside the words "Truth prevails" on the wall, which is a famous Jan Hus saying.
Yes, that's, we put that there deliberately because we wanted some vestige of Jan Hus to be very visible when people came into the building and know where the church, you know, takes its spirit and its heart from.
Those words are in English. Is there a lot of Czech to be seen here today?
Not so much anymore. That community moved out of this neighborhood probably like around this country, like in the early 60s and 70s. And so we have maybe three or four Czech members left.
I presume they're elderly people.
Three of them are, yes.
Today, how does the ethos, I suppose, of Jan Hus inform your church here?
Well, I think this is, Jan Hus Church tends to be a very progressive church. It is a very progressive church, and we're very active in social outreach. We have a very active homeless outreach program, and we have, in terms of our theology, a very progressive theology. We'd like to believe that that forward thinking and spirit of the Hussites is in the Bohemian community is still here.
This church isn't particularly elaborate. I mean, you have the stained glass windows, you have the altar and so on, but it's quite bare. Is that typical also of the Hus tradition?
I think the focus on the spirit and not on the outward appearance of worship and things that come along with worship, yes, is very, keeping things very simplistic, very focused on the word and in the cup.
The chalice.
The chalice, yes.
Also, I saw outside there a plaque to somebody called Reverend Vincent Pisek. Do you know who he was?
He was the pastor who followed Gustav Alexey, who was pastor here for almost 50 years, and he really was an amazing, amazing person and well-loved, and he really helped build up the Czech community of the church and the church itself.
In what sense was he amazing?
Oh, my goodness. He was a tireless worker. He went all over the country in the summers, traveled all over the world, actually, but he helped found churches all over the United States and Czech communities and helped nurture them along. He really cultivated a sense of the Czech culture with music. He's a great music fan, so he really fostered that here.
Vincent Pisek really was a remarkable man. He became pastor at only 23 and, as we've been hearing, remained in the post for nearly five decades. Part of his work involved finding ministers to send out to newly established Czech parishes in the Wild West, while Pastor Pisek also helped set up various Slavic societies and organized missions to Serbia during World War I. He also undertook a dangerous trip to Siberia in 1919 to 1920 to offer encouragement to members of the Czechoslovak Legion there, many of whom hadn't been home for 6 years. He made an influential friend in Dale Carnegie, who contributed funds to the church's neighborhood house. Pastor Pisek died in 1930. The plaque in his honor in the front of the church reads, "His ministry of 50 years was the means of advancing the cause of Christian religion and good citizenship among the Czechoslovak people of New York and throughout the United States." But getting back to my tour with the current occupant of the post, would Reverend Moira Ahern be able to tell us when the church had its first non-Czech pastor?
I believe that was Brent Fisher, who was here in the was it late 60s or early 70s.
When would the language have switched from Czech to English?
That would have been started in the 70s. I think there was services that were held both in Czech and English, but then gradually it shifted almost entirely to English. Now we do our benediction blessing in Czech and English for those who can speak the Czech language.
So you can speak a bit of Czech?
No, but I can. Part of the benediction blessing, I can read along with everyone else.
Oh.